Ryan, Coach said some good, some bad in the running game. What were your impressions of how you guys did against Youngstown?
Yeah, you know, it was same thing. I think everyone's on the same page with that. I mean, we came out, we executed some plays really nice. And I mean, we were moving the ball down the field, and then small mistakes will kill a drive. So there's plays that we need to clean up, and we had some good plays.
Well, talk about the passing game too. No sacks, no interceptions. I'm sure you guys, as an offensive line, have to be pretty pleased with how that turned out.
Yeah, with the no sacks, I mean, it's not just the offensive line. You know, it's Tino too. I mean, he had great rhythm back there, and he felt comfortable. He was getting rid of the ball quick, and that helps us out. We were also able to give him a little bit of time, which is nice, and keep him feeling comfortable back there.
Coach also said that you had a pretty good game. He said one time you actually pulled like a guard might pull. And made a nice block. Do you do a lot of pulling as a center in this offense?
Well, yeah, a little bit. You know, on some outside plays, we're getting out and running a little bit, and that's something that I feel comfortable doing. And got a chance to get out there and get a nice cut block going, so it was fun.
Do you guys feel that the 5-year are really coming together now and got a little rhythm going?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, we've all been here for a while, you know what I mean? I think. You know, Rothram's the youngest guy, and you know he's been here playing with us, taking reps with us for 3 years. So we do feel comfortable with each other. We're good friends, but at the same time, we know that we're not where we want to be, and we got to keep working.
What do you look for from Cincinnati, a team that's had some roster turnover on defense?
Yeah, they have some strong players back. You know, their defensive ends are back, two good players in the middle. Their defensive line, they're new, but we played against them last year. You know, they got reps last year. And, their nose tackle, I mean, the guy that I'm going to be going against, he's a good player, veteran player. He's been around. So their defense should be pretty good, and we got a big challenge ahead of us.
Is it good to have a short week after a disappointing loss, sort of, push it aside quickly?
Yes, it is. I mean, today would be a day that we're normally off, and we were out there practicing for Cincinnati. So, I mean, that's really all you can ask for.
That made it easier to kind of forget about the last game, or was that tough, or how did you?
Yeah, I mean, it was extremely tough, a game like that. I mean, everyone knows that that's a tough loss, but to be able to come in the next day and be like, all right, we play it for 4 or 5 days. So, I mean, that did help a lot.
Does it also help that Cincinnati's a Big East opponent, and all that matters at the end of the season is whether you guys are Big East champions? Is that easier to turn the page in that way?
Yeah, I mean, going into Youngstown, guys weren't taking it easy or anything like that, but against Cincinnati, we gotta come out and we gotta prove ourselves, Because right now, we haven't done anything. So we just gotta come out and keep working, keep coming together, keep learning, and we'll see where it goes.
Was there something that happened on those fourth down situations? Can you explain what happened on?
You mean the fourth and one?
The fourth and one in the third quarter.
They made a stop. That's really all it comes down to, and we didn't execute the play very well at all. So, you just gotta live with it.
Ryan, this is your guys' last run through the Big East. Is there any, sense of nostalgia in that regard? Or, you're kind of just ticking these games off as you go. All right, it's Cincinnati's first. But
yeah, I mean, for me personally, this is my last go around. So, every game, is such a great opportunity for me. And I just love playing football. So, I only got a numbered amount of games left, so I'm just trying to take every day, as slow as possible and just enjoy it and really, really make the most out of it.
How important is the senior leadership to get these guys over the hump from bad loss like that?
Yeah, I think it is important. And, we had guys stepping up today. We had guys stepping up at practice, And we got to get these guys to understand, some of the younger guys to understand what it takes to win in college. And the preparation that it's going to take, and they're eager. They're willing to do it. And now it's just it's just might take some time, but they're eager to do it, which is exciting for me. Young guys who want to come and work. So,
is that the hardest thing about the adjustment? Is learning what it takes to be a winner at this level?
Yeah, I think so. Whenever I was a young guy, I was privileged to have the guys here who were here: C.J. Davis, John Malecki, Jason Pinkston. So, for me, it might have been easier, but. I'm just trying to provide the same thing for some of these young guys.